If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Just want to read one verse tonight out of this. If God will be our help, and we'll mind the Lord. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 said, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life." I want to preach just a little while tonight and try not to tarry too long on when someone's there. When someone's there. Have you ever got along in your life somewhere along the way and it seemed like nobody cared and that nobody was there? Have you ever got a place in your life where maybe the young'uns was sick and the husband is gone or the wife is gone and one of the young'uns is sick and it just seemed like you needed some help and no one was there? I'm sure every one of us tonight have come to a place sometime in our life when it just seemed that there was no one there and no one to care. But I want to say tonight in the authority of God that there's always going to be somebody, as long as you're a child of God, that's going to be there and He's going to care. Amen. That's God that we serve tonight, and I'm glad that I know Him in that free pardon of sin. He's never forsook me. He's never left me for one moment in my life. He's always been. You say, "Well, preacher, you said when you was a young boy, you was a pretty mean kid." Yeah, I was, but God was still with me. Amen. How did you know? Because I was still moving around and breathing, praise God. Amen. So He's always been there with me, always been there to help me. And if I'd let Him, praise God, He's always been there to direct me in the path He'd have me to go. Amen. God is always going to be there. And all we got to do is just trust that He will. Amen. He will always be there for you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. We have an ever-present help. And we see this in Daniel tonight. And the Bible tells us they come in a day and a time that like this world ain't ever seen. They's come in a time, as Brother Rex always mentioned, this thing's going to get bad. Persecution is already starting to be on every hand. They're already telling us that because we don't agree with everything this world agree with, there's something wrong with us. Yeah. Amen. There's something wrong with us. Amen. We still, you know the sad part about it? We still believe the same way we've always believed. Amen. I haven't changed. Hey, I've been here almost 9 years and I ain't preached a bit better, different now than I did then.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, I preach the same thing I used to preach it, but they hate my guts now, but they say, "You know what? You're just not willing to get in here and be with the program." But I want to tell them, my program's never changed. Amen. It's the same that it's always been. I thank God, we've had a constitution bylaws, it's broke down there. If they want to see what we believe, they come look. Amen. It's been there right on 9 years now. What this church believes, what we stand for, and what we stand against. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, we oughtn't to be against us." Hey, it's a whole lot of things we ought to be against. Amen. We ought to stand up, praise God, and be recognized tonight. And we're children of God, praise God, and we're willing to live right. Amen. Even in the day and hour we live, when everything's going wrong around us, praise God. I want to say, it's never wrong, as Brother Bill says, it's never wrong to do right. Amen. And it's time that we stood up, praise God, and for God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "You know what? We're not going to compromise. We're going to step up, praise God. And one of these days, this man's going to be gone."
Amen.
Amen. I hope he lives to be 112 or 130. Amen. I hope I get to preach to him. I hope I get to be his pastor until he's 130.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said God wouldn't torture him that much. He said God thought more of him than that. Amen. But one of these days, Brother Bill, is that thing go the way nature does. One of these days, he's going to go out of here. Amen. I wonder which one of you young people, praise God, is going to step up and step into his shoes. Who's willing to fill the shoes of these old saints of God, praise God, that stood the test of time, praise God, and ain't give up and ain't give in?
Amen.
Amen. We've got somebody, praise God, not they somebody that's always there. that we can trust in. But why don't we trust them and step out in faith tonight that, Lord, help us, amen, to do what's right. Even when it's not comfortable. Amen. There's a whole lot of these things that I have to do because God says so. And this old flesh don't lie. I'll just be honest. Amen. I'm just like you. I still live in this flesh. I have to contend with it every day. There's some things that the Word of God says, you know, you ought to do this. And my flesh would like to do it, praise God. But I have to mortify the deeds of the flesh and say, you know what? I won't go there.
Amen.
Amen. He said, well, preacher, don't that break your heart? No, it gives me joy down in my heart. Because I overcome that, praise God, through He that has overcome. And I just shout the glory. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said there's some help. Amen. So, amen. When someone's there, and we know it. Amen. We see here in the book of Daniel, Daniel's writing this. He's talking about that time of great trouble that's coming. He's talking about a time of terrible persecution. He's talking about a time when the children of Israel... And now Michael is the protector of Israel. Amen. He's that angel of God, praise God, that has sent to take care of them. Amen. And he does a magnificent job of it. Amen. And he talks about it here. At a time of thy... And at that time thy people shall be delivered. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean even saving those? Hey, now we know the stories. We know there's going to be rumors. There's going to be wars and rumors of war. Pestilence is in diverse places. Diseases and famine. I want you to look around America today. We've got two diseases now that's infiltrating our nation. Our president is as naive as any little child that says it can never come here. Don't worry. I want to say it's on the shores of America. It's creeping in and it's coming into this place in a rampant fashion. They thought they had one, and then they thought they had six, and now there's several hundred. Amen. Don't be deceived. Bible says God is not mocked. When the people take their eyes and their mind away from God, and they go on their own way, God will do something to get our attention. These United States of America, this greatest nation in the world, I still believe that. It's still, how, why? Because they still some of the greatest people that's ever been, praise God, sitting in some fundamental Bible-believing churches today that still love the Lord Jesus Christ, upon whom this nation was founded. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what the politicians tell you, praise God. This is still a nation founded upon, praise God, our Christianity and our love for God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. But the world don't want you to see that. But this stuff's a creeping in. Amen. It's going to be a dreadful, dreadful thing. Said on the news this morning, there was a little boy. That sickness that's coming in, I forget, some kind of virus. It affects your respiratory system on all these little old youngins. Young boys and girls. And they starts out with a cough and it gets in their chest and they start wheezing. If you don't get them doctor, amen, they die. They said last night, or yesterday, they said they got a little old boy that had died in his sleep. And when they test him, he had this virus. And the sad part is, never showed no symptoms. Never got the croup. Never coughed. Never acted sick. But in his sleep, that little old boy went out of here. Amen. Into eternity. See, I'm saying that, praise God, it's a time for us to wake up. It's time for us to see that there's a great and a mighty God who cares for us. And He showed us these things. He pointed in His book, praise God, so that we could be vigilant, glory to God. Amen. So we could be watching out for these things. Say, preacher, I thought this was going to be a shout message. Yes, a minute. We're getting there, amen.
Amen.
It is already if you're a child of God, amen. We shout the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says even in these terrible, terrible times, this time of devastation, that God's got a victor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That God's got someone there, praise God, to take care of that situation. And in this instance, his name is Michael. Amen. That Michael's going to come in and the Bible says he shall deliver. They shall be delivered, praise God. Amen. How that time of trouble, when Russia comes at them and the Germany comes at them and all these other nations come at them, all the Muslim nations of the world gather up. Amen. That's what's going to happen. All the Muslim nations gathers coming together. Amen. And they're going to come against that little nation. Israel wants sin for all to crush them, annihilate them like they want to do. Amen. Praise God. But then God's going to say, Michael, He said, it's time. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And He's going to send a mighty warrior, praise God, to take care of that situation. Amen. He's going to deliver, praise God. He's going to deliver those forces of evil. Praise God. It's all around us. The devil and his nymph. Praise God. Once and for all. Wage war. Amen. I want to say God's always got somebody somewhere. Amen. He's always somewhere. When someone's there, praise God, He's on your side to help you. Amen. God's got the angels of glory there. Bible said, He said, are they not all ministering spirits? Amen. Sent forth to minister. Who they minister to? They say, praise God for me and you. To help us, praise God, when we need help. Someone we can cry out to. Who knows, praise God, where we're at. And God ministers to them. Amen. Those minister spirits, those angels of heaven, praise God, are there at God's beck and call. Amen. They're there to do those things. I mean, a mighty angel that come in and destroy a whole Syrian army in one night. Just wiped them out. Amen. Them camped them out, the people of God. Amen. They said, hey, we got them now. Can't go nowhere. But praise be to God, that mighty angel coming one night. Amen. And they fled for their lives. Next day, all they left behind was all their goodies. Amen. One of these days, praise God, there's going to be the God of glory is going to step out with a shout and a trump, and all that's going to be left behind is all the goodies. Amen. What's that? That's that we're going to be able to be partakers of in those days. There's going to be now when someone's there, there's always going to be someone there. Look over Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. Verse 5. Let's start at verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. There's always going to be someone there. Now Michael was there he's going to be there for the nation of Israel. But I want to say God's going to be there for me and you. See, the thing is tonight, we're a little bit, amen, we've got the benefits, praise God, of being on the other side of the cross. Amen. We've got God the Father on our side. We've got God the Son on our side. And we've got God the Holy Ghost on our side. Amen. We've got help tonight, praise God. Don't you let nobody tell you that God don't care. Praise God, there's someone there all the time. Every step we take in this life, praise God, there's someone there. And He's there for me and you. For Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Amen. He said, there's no use to be greedy about it. And be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, hey, when you've got God, He said, you've got all you need. Amen. He said, let me tell you something. Now, it can't get no better than God. Hey, you say, how do you know? Preacher, listen, I've tried a whole lot of this stuff the world's got. Brother Andrew, I ain't ever found nothing like I give. Amen. I've never got fixed up, praise God, like I do from God. Amen. God, praise God, He's always been there for me. He's always somebody I can count. He's never let me down. I used to run around with a bunch of people. I used to have so-called friends. Doesn't that leave you hanging out? Amen. Push come to shove, you'd look around, they'd say, I got you back. And they did, but they was way back. Amen. Had a buddy of mine one time. We was out in I believe it was Kmart, or one of them stores, and we was looking at some jackets and stuff, and we was in high school. And I wasn't very, I wrestled and as a senior at 121 pounds, I wasn't a very big feller. I mean, I was stout made, but wasn't a very big fella. Well, that fella decided they were some big old college guys from Mars Hill College, and he decided he's just going to harass them. Amen? He said, we got this. And I said, yeah, right. I said, just leave him alone. So let's do what we're doing. He said, no, and he started running his mouth. Well, then them guys heard him. They come around there where we was at, and guess what? When I looked around, he was gone. Amen? That's the kind of friends you have in this world. I looked around, he was gone. You couldn't have found him with a search warrant. Amen? Then boy said, what did you say? I said, I didn't say nothing. Amen. I just tried to find me a coat. Amen. That's the kind of friends you got in this world. But I won't say, pray God, God will never forsake you. Amen. He'll always be there, praise God. When you need Him, all you got to do is call on Him. Look what He says in verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I know, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, I know that God's there, and I know He'll be my helper. Yeah. Amen. Hey, praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, Jesse. Someone's always there. As long as God's in heaven, praise God, there's always someone there. And last time I looked, He ain't relinquished and He ain't moving. Amen. They ain't no U-Haul truck pulled up and said, God, you've got to go. Amen. It ain't happening. Amen. So Bible says, praise God, that we can come in boldly for God and we can realize, praise God, He's that ever-present help. The Lord is my helper. Amen. So if you need help tonight, you know where you can get it. You get it from the Lord. The Lord is your helper. He said, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I don't worry about it. He said, Brother Rex said, persecution's coming. There's going to be a day, and our children may see it. They probably very well will. When Pastor Jeff can't get up and preach this blessed old book without going to jail. And they'll come, but one day they may come haul me off, Jesse. Put handcuffs on me and beat me like a criminal. Haul me out of here for telling you about Jesus. Amen. Amen. If they do, don't feel sorry for Pastor Jeff. Just pray God, give Him Holy Ghost boldness, praise God, to start a prison ministry. Amen. Preach them, win them from the inside out, praise God, or they get so full of God that they say, you know what, that old boy ain't too bad. Amen. They said Ralph Sexton Sr.'s over there one time, I believe it's Ralph Sr., said over there at the thing and said them old boys, they was going to gang up on him, they was going to beat him up. They had already made a plan. And by the time they got to him, he'd done told them all about Jesus, weeping with tears in his eye about how much he loved them, how much he cared for them, how Lord loved them. And praise God, before he got out of there, the whole jail cell got saved. Amen. They fell on their face and began to cry out. Why? Because he said, the Lord is my helper, praise God. I know in whom I can believe. Amen, praise God. And he said, I know who I believe, and I'm persuaded, praise God. He's able to keep that at his... that I've committed to Him. Amen. The Lord. Amen. When someone there, God's always there. Amen. He's always there. He'd never forsake us. Look over Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Very familiar passage. Verse 14. He said, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Who's that? That is passed into the heavens. I'm glad God don't leave you hanging out there to figure it out for yourself. He said, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Amen. Glory be to God. There's someone always there. God's always there. And Jesus, praise God, He's always there. There's always somebody there, praise God, if you're a child of God, that's on your side. Jesus is He's that great high priest making intercession for us with the Father. Amen. When the devil comes to accuse the brethren, and he says, oh, Bill Bryson, he's a sinner, he's wicked. I've seen what he did. Did you see it? Jesus takes it to the Father and He says, hey, listen, He's one of ours, praise God. He's been covered with the blood. His name's written in the book of life. And God the Father says, I don't see nothing but the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God it's better when we got somebody we can trust in. Amen. When someone's there, Jesus is there, praise God. He's there to help us. We can trust in Him. Amen. He knows the feelings of our infirmities when we're weak. Amen. He knows when we're weak. Did you hear that? He knows your lack of strength. He knows those things that so easy to beset you and sidetrack you. But He's there to intercede, to show you, praise God, to send you some help, praise God, when help's needed. Ain't you ever wondered why it just seemed like coincidence, just all of a sudden at the weakest time in your Christian life, when you was just about to succumb to the temptations, something happened. Somebody come along. And they say, "Hey, brother, good to see you again. How you doing?"
Yeah.
Hey, man. Huh? I know an old boy. One time he said he was bad to drink, and he'd give his life. He got saved in a tent meeting, and he went. And I seen him a while later, and he was at the grocery store. And I thought he was in there buying him groceries, and he was heading down that back aisle, and I come around the corner, and I seen him, and I mean, from the halfway down the aisle, I said, "Hey, brother, how you doing? Praise the Lord." Amen. And boy, he looked up, and his eyes got real big. And it looked like a deer looking at headlights. Amen. Done been caught, praise God, right in the middle of the road. And I went down, and I shook his hand, and said, "Boy, praise God, I'm glad to hear you got in, glory to God."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Went on about my business, didn't think nothing about it. About a year later, I seen that boy. And you know what he told me? He said, "Preacher, I got to confess something to you." I said, "What is it, son?" He said, "That day I seen you over in Ingles, it's been a while back." I said, "Yeah, I remember." He said, "You come around that end of that aisle and you say, 'Hey, praise the Lord, good to see you.'" He said, "I was on my way and the devil done point me to the beer counter." He said, "He's trying to get me back in that old way I used to be." He said, "But God put you in my way." Amen. God planted you there, praise God, to save me, praise God, from myself. Amen. Amen. Why? Because Jesus knows the feeling of your infirmity, your lack of strength, praise God, and He'll put somebody there to guide you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He does it all the time. We just don't always recognize it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, he hugged my neck. He said, "Thank you." Amen. He said, "Boy, that helped me." He said, "I never went back that old way." Amen. That's what God can do. I couldn't do that for him. I don't know where he's at or what he needs. I don't know where you're at or what you need. But I pray and I say, "Oh God, just fill us. Give us that we need." Amen. Why? It comes from the throne of grace. And it'll help us. We've got a high priest. Amen. Someone's there. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone's there in God the Father. Amen. Someone there in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, "Therefore." He said, "Let us therefore come boldly in the throne of grace." Amen. That place of favor. I like to pull up that place of favor every now and then, Brother Stan. Amen. Just pull in boldly in the place of favor and say, "Oh God, you know how much I love you. Lord, I love you." He said, "You know, sometimes I don't ask Him for nothing. I just tell Him how much I love Him." Amen. Sometimes I get down there in the study and I get to looking for a message. And my Brother White, he helped me with that. He said, "Brother Jesse," he said, when you get to reading the Bible and you study the Bible, he said, "Take some time to read it and study it for yourself." He said, "If not, you'll catch yourself always hunting for a message," and said, "You'll starve yourself to death." Amen. And sometimes I get in my study and I take Bible time for me. And then I just pray and I say, "Oh, God, thank you for what you just showed me. Thank you for filling this old boy's heart, praise God. Thank you for running me over, glory to God, and getting me over in glory world." Amen. Thank you for the encouragement I have from your precious word of truth. And I know God comes straight from you, because this old world ain't got nothing like that. Amen. Praise God. And I begin to praise Him. I begin to magnify. I begin to lift up the God of glory. Amen. Praise God. He begins to bless this little old boy on purpose. Amen. And the next thing you know, I'm going down the road or something, and the old Scorby's reading the Bible to me, and all of a sudden these messages, amen, they just start clicking. I start writing down, like this morning, 7 words. Amen, that was my message, just more 7 words. 7 words from a verse of Scripture, praise God, and God gave me a message. Amen, He said, "Here, just take this." He's 7 little words. I mean, it couldn't come up in my mind don't think that way. Amen, it comes from the God of glory. He said, "Just because. And because you love me, praise God, I'm going to love on you." Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So we got a God of glory that loves us. He said, "Come boldly at place of favor." Amen. Obtain mercy and grace. Find grace to help in a time of need. Amen. Amen. We're somewhere, and there's someone there for us wherever we go. There's someone there. We don't have to worry about it tonight. God the Father's there, just like Michael's there for Israel. Amen. God the Father's there for me and you. God the Son's there for me and you. But I've got one more. There's some more help for me and you. Amen. There's some more help. Look over at Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's start at verse 25 or 24. Amen. He said, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Verse 26, he said, likewise, the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit of God, also helpeth our infirmities. Whoa, wait a minute. You mean when we've got weaknesses and lack of strength, may somebody come along, praise God, to help in that? Amen. God, He knows, the Lord Jesus, He knows the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God, that's His cue. He comes on the scene. He said, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Have you ever gotten a place in your life that you didn't even know what? I mean, you couldn't even mumble a prayer. Amen. Oh, me. I mean, where you can't even pray for yourself because you don't know what. You don't even have the words to say. He said, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We can't get them out. But He knows what we need. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there's someone there. Amen. When we don't even know what we need. Amen. Praise God. Well, when we got a sick young'un, we got a sick loved one, we got somebody going wayward, we got somebody going the wrong direction, and we don't even know how to pray. But they said, there's a Spirit of God. There's someone there to intercede for us, praise God. And to pray the Father, praise God. To send us the help in the time of need. Amen. Someone that we can count on tonight to be that help. Bless His holy name. He said, He that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. Praise God. The will of God, what God would will for me and you. When someone's there, see, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And guess what? They're always in open communication with one another. There's never a moment that they're fuzzy on anything. Amen? There's never a moment they don't recognize the need. Amen? There's never a moment they don't have the facilities and the capacities to know where you're at. Amen. Amen. Someone's always there. I don't know about you, that encouraged my heart. That get me over in glory world in a hurry. Amen. I sit there and I think, glory to God. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you're all by yourself. Sometimes you feel like you're all alone. But praise God, I want to tell you, you're never alone if you're a child of God. Someone's always there. Amen. Praise God. I think the psalmist said it best. In Psalms, the 31st Psalm, verse 14, he said, but I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. Amen. I think that pretty much sums it up. Amen. I know, God, that You're always there. Hey, I can feel the presence of a holy God. You're always there. Man, if we think about it, He's always there. Amen. If you start thinking about Him, amen, it automatically, He's there. He's always, He never left. Our mental state, our mind, we can't always. I tell you, I'll be honest. Now, I was honest with my, when I left Silverline, when I went down there on the 1st of January, and I talked to Ricky Silver, the owner of the company. And I sat down in his office that day and I told him I appreciated all the almost 28 years of service that he allowed me to perform for him, all the opportunities he's given me, and maybe allow me to be assistant engineer there all the benefits I'd had and all the employment and the insurance and everything. I thanked him for that. But I said, I just want to tell you, God let us do it. He said, well, that's good. You know, if that's what you need to do. He said, I appreciate that. But I said, I want to tell you, at the last couple of years, I did you a disservice. He said, what do you mean? I said, for the last 2 years, my mind ain't been here. I give you 110% physically every day. But there was a whole lot of time the last 2 years that I wasn't there mentally. I was off somewhere. I was off in a study. I was off praying. I was off thinking about God. I was thinking about you. I told him, I said, you deserve it. I haven't really been here. I said, I don't know if you can understand. He said, I understand. He said, I understand. I said, I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty. I said, I didn't slack up on you. He said, I know. He said, you'd never do that. But I said, mentally, I wasn't here. I was in the glory world part of the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, I appreciate the Lord, what He did, what He's given me, what He's allowed me. That He's always there. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. He was always there for me. And I got to a point in a state in my life that I can't get Him out of my head. Because He's in my heart. Amen? He's in my heart. He's rooted and found in my heart. And I can't get Him out of my head. I think on Him all the time. He's constantly right there on my mind. Amen. When I get up, when I'm moving, when I'm doing, everything I'm doing, it's about Him. It's about being pleasing to Him. It's not about me no more. I care less about me. I care more about Him. Why? Because He's always there. Someone's always there. Amen. The psalmist goes on in Psalm 46, verse 1. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. What? What's he saying? The psalmist got it. He said, God's always there. Amen. Someone, if you're a child of God, someone's always there for you. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake. Not for one, glory to God, not for 1 minute will God forsake you. Not for 1 minute. He's there with you constantly. Think about that. Boy, I tell you what, you get thinking on that, it'd make you want to live different, wouldn't it? Amen? He's constantly with you, vigilant over you, 24/7. There's no place you can sneak off and get along and do your own thing. If you're a child of God, you won't want to. Amen? Whatever you do, you want to do out in the open where people can see you. Amen? You don't need to do it in a closet where you're hid. Unless you're praying. Then you can go in the closet and pray. Amen. When you get a hold of God in your prayer closet, your prayer place. But we ought to be in a place, realize that someone's always there with us. Somebody's always watching us. Somebody's always caring for us with a godly care. Amen. I don't know about you. That excites me. But it also gives me encouragement to try for this old man, Jeff, to try to be just a little bit better every day. Because he's watching. And he's my heavenly Father. You know, I like to be pleasing to my daddy. My daddy, I never had much of a relationship. I'll be honest with my daddy, my earthly father. Never did. He was a drunkard when I was a young boy. Amen. He didn't quit drinking until he was 40, 45 or so. And he had his first heart attack and had to quit. And then the Lord began to change my daddy. And I wrestled in high school. And when I was a sophomore, my daddy... It's just almost like a light went off and he realized he had a middle son. And I think it was I contributed. I contributed a whole lot of that to my big brother. Because my big brother, he backed me on everything I'd done. He was always there for me. He'd kick my tail if I got out of shape. Amen. And I got mad. I'd chase him around the house with a ball bat and he'd run because he knew I'd use it. Amen. I was a little fella. But I believe he encouraged my daddy to come see me and watch me wrestle. And he come and watched me wrestle me in a match, Brother Jeff. And something changed inside him in his attitude towards just a little boy. And for the first time in our life, Brother Andrew, me and my daddy connected. And I don't reckon that he missed a match after that. Every match, no matter where, if I was wrestling in regionals or sectionals or a state tournament, my daddy was there. And boy, I appreciate that. But I tell you what, I appreciate more than that. And when my daddy got sick and God began to move, praise God, he got God in his heart. There was a change in him, and my daddy became a real man of God. He began to sit there and somebody come in and they said something they oughtn't to say out of line or they used God's name. My daddy would set them down. Amen. It changed, didn't it?
Yeah, amen.
Boy, I thank God that someone was there for my daddy.
Amen.
Someone was there for my daddy. I want to say someone's there for me and you tonight.
Yeah.
No matter where we're at, praise God, there's someone there for us every step of the way to the end of the way. And all we got to do is just recognize and realize that, and God will do the rest. Just recognize who He is. Amen. What He wants to do in our lives. How much He loves us and cares for us. How do you know that, preacher? Because if He wasn't, He wouldn't want to be there for us all the time. That's how much He loves us. He don't want you to have one moment by yourself. He wants to be involved. Now get this. He wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. Amen. Think on that. Well, that's major. In every aspect of our life, coming, going, working, playing, God wants to be in the middle. Amen. When you play ball, God wants you to be the best that you can be. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says do all things as unto the Lord. So when you even play ball, you give Him. You youngins, when you play ball, praise God, give it all you got. Amen. Amen. And do it for His glory. Be good sportsmen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because someone's always there. Someone's always watching. Who is it? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're always right there. Praise God. We've got three on our side, praise God, and outdo them all.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says if God be for us, who can be against us? Bless His holy name. Do you love Him tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Are you glad tonight that someone's always there?
Yes,
amen. Someone is always there watching over you. Got that hand of protection on you on purpose because He loves you. Amen. Stand with us.